Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday night Vista Live conference call. I hope you all are having a fantastic evening. And I want to give a special welcome to any new associates that might be on the call tonight. They gave me a few that was enrolled just this past week, and we are so happy to have you with us. We are just one big family, and I can't wait to meet you. I hope you're going to the rally. And you will have a ball. But I want to highlight some of the new associates. Nettie Hirschberger, Melvin Stutzman, Amanda Miller, Samuel Baumtrager, Leah Stolfus, Jennifer Rule, Elizabeth King, Karen Troyer, Martha Lloyd, Roberta Copeland, Jackie Lee, Shirley Grizzard. You guys, welcome to Vista Life. I'm so excited, and you definitely made the right decision. Also, our top sponsor this week, and I had no doubt it was going to be one of these guys, but Melody and Steve Daniel from Carrollton, Georgia. Way to go, you guys. Congratulations. I know you've been out there rocking it. Also, like I mentioned earlier, the product of the month, allergies this time of year, take advantage, breathe ease. It's a capsule. And when I start getting snuffy up, I take two of them, or I might even use our breathe ease essential oil where I rub it in between my hands and, you know, smell it. It really is awesome. And then our all natural soaps, even. We've got a candy cane that is really good for this type of year, you know, time of year. So take advantage of these offers, you guys. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Also, it's almost over because rally is almost here, but free shipping on all orders of 150 or more. So take advantage of that. And then also Race to Rally. It's going to end in just a few short days. So I hope you are registered for the rally. And again, it's life-changing. You'll make friends that will last a lifetime. So I hope to see you there. But without further ado, I'm always so excited to have our CEO on the call, Dr. Karina Long. She's the mother of two girls, the wife of our formulator, Dr. LeBron Long. But she truly cares about your success. She's always given us tools, things that we can use to build our business. And she's just a dear friend. I love her enthusiasm. She always has a smile on her face, and she's here, even though she is the CEO, she's here to serve us. So without further ado, Dr. Karina, are you there?
I am, Susie. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you, too. Miss Fantastic is here with us every Tuesday as the greatest hostess in the world for our conference call. So I thank you, Susie, for us being able to count on you always. And I can't wait to get to rally, too. I'm so excited. And we have our leadership call early on Tuesdays as well. And I can't help it but tell them how excited I am every time I get on that call. But rally is just around the corner, y'all. So, yes, I am very excited about that. And you should come join us. It's not too late. It's in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. So you can make it a little vacation and enjoy your time while you're there. And if you're working it as a business, it's a tax write-off as well because you're coming for meetings. So it's a great opportunity. We always have fun. We're releasing all kinds of new products. We're releasing in the Aromas line, in the all the shampoos and conditioner line, the new body bars, and we even have some new dietary supplements. And, I mean, it's just a fantastic time. And, of course, we have always been about products. Dr. LeBron and myself have always been centralized around products because that's where we started. Of course, Dr. LeBron he's my husband. And he is the formulator of our products, but he started all this craziness with me, with all the supplements, because when we were very young, I was 16 and he was 17, we met at church, and we became best friends, and well, we started liking each other pretty good as being best friends and everything, and of course, he taught me about supplements and different things like that. So And his dad and himself owned a little supplement shop, an herb shop in our little town of Somerville. And that's still going strong even till today. I think it's like 27 years. I might have to get my numbers right now. 27 years old, 28 years old or something like that. And it has just grown over the years. It's still an awesome little business. But Dr. LeBron is the one that, of course, he started with the supplements, and he's always had an entrepreneurial mind, of course, but not so much me. I've had to grow into that, but he taught me a lot about the supplements, and that's where our heart is truly in the supplements, making sure that you guys get the best supplements. We take these products ourselves, guys, so we want the best out there on the market. Since especially, even if we were being selfish to help y'all, we would have the best products because we take them. but I'm just teasing. We do have fantastic products. We just will not diminish the quality of our product to get a better gain. We're not going to do that. We know the importance of these products. And we know how they help people with their life, with whether it's just doing daily regimen type things or whether it's to treat something that is a really big problem, or whether you're battling something that's been a problem all your life. And I certainly remember one that comes to mind when I think about what have I dealt with in my life. You know, I wouldn't say I've not been a sickly type person or anything like that, but I wasn't as a kid. I did have allergies, and I had stomach issues. And believe it or not, my parents had fruit trees out in our yard, and we had, oh goodness, we even had grapes on the vine. We had grapes out there that were so good, and we had apple trees and plums, and we even had a peach tree. We had a cherry tree. We had a wild cherry tree and a pear tree and a crab apple tree, which was, I think, worthless. I could not figure out how in the world to eat a crab apple, except that you had to try one every spring no matter what, you know, and just to see if it got sweet over the process of the winter. I don't know why we always had to try it, but we always had to try it, and it just was like a persimmon. It was just like, you know, shrink your mouth up. But I loved eating all these fruits, and I ate fruits all my little childhood. And because we just didn't have chips or cola too much in our house, but we did have plenty of sweet tea, Southern sweet tea. Now, I don't know if you fix sweet tea like we fix sweet tea growing up, but this is how we fixed it. My sister would pour, I don't even know how many cups of sugar in the bottom of the pitcher, and she would boil that tea, and then she would put it in that sugar, and then she would boil more water on top of that tea that has, you know, the tea bags again, and pour that in there. And then the next day, when it had like a syrupy film on the bottom, that's when you drink it. And now, oh my goodness, I can't even hardly stomach my sister's sweet tea anymore. I haven't drank it in so long, but we drank it every day like that. And I remember when I was younger, and I guess I would have been about 10, 11, 12 years old, and I had this best friend, and her name is Susan. And we're still friends to this day, but we were just inseparable back then. And our parents even said that we're going to just dig a trench, like we're digging to China, and just dig a trench from one house to the other, because we're constantly running y'all back and forth, back and forth. And especially in the summertime, well, we just stayed at each other's houses in the summertime, one or the other. We just were inseparable. And I remember going to the store with her one time. I was with her family. And now we were very close. So I was very close to her parents, and she was very close to my parents, you know. And so we were at the store, and I remember walking up to the checkout line, and my belly was hurting me so bad. It felt like knives were sticking in my belly that I could hardly even stand up straight. I was kind of bowed over. And I remember her mother, Sue, asking me, "Are you okay? you know, Karina, is anything wrong? And, of course, me, I am not one to cause a fuss, especially back then. I was too embarrassed, I think, then to say anything. No, I'm fine. I'm just fine. I might have said I might need some water or something, but I was just fine. But oh my gosh, my belly was killing me, but I don't know why I do things. I just think maybe it's a little bit of pride, but I just keep it to myself. I didn't want to bother my parents with, you know, my stomach being, you know, hurting or anything. I mean, who does that? I would want my children to tell me. I know my parents wanted me to tell them, but I just didn't. I just felt like, well, I can get through this. And maybe I got that from my dad because he will push through things like that. And I would just push through it, and it would just eventually go away. And, of course, this is the same girl that when I was in second grade, so how old would I have been? Fifth, six, 7 years old. When I was 7 years old, I was riding my bike down our driveway, and my mom was having a yard sale that day, and we kind of live on a little hill. The driveway was a little hill, and a young girl was getting from the front seat into the back seat to sit with her little brother because the mom was shopping at the yard sale, and on her way to the back, she kicked the gear shift out of gear, and just so happens, they used to call me Miss Accident Prone. Miss Accident Prone was riding her bike down the driveway at the exact moment that this kid put the car out of gear. And, of course, it hits me, and my leg is pinned under the car. My brand-new bicycle, well, it was brand-new to me. It was a used bicycle, but it was brand-new. It was like my big bicycle, you know, where I'd gotten rid of all the kiddie type stuff, and this was like a bicycle I could pop wheelies on and stuff. And so I really thought a lot about this bicycle, and now it was completely in the middle underneath this vehicle. And there was a little boy in that car who was my age, so he would have been about seven. I think Joseph would have been about seven. And then his sister, the one that went to the back, I guess she would have been about five, and then there was an infant baby in that car, and that's who she was going back there to see, was her infant brother. And I'm stuck underneath the wheel of that car, and my dad comes running out. I remember, you know, everybody come running out, and the Lord gave my dad the ability. A man across the street ran all the way across the street and kept the car from continuously rolling over me, and he was on the back end holding the car, and my dad comes, and God gave him so much strength that he picked up that back right wheel off of me, picked the car up off of me, and I came out from underneath the car. I rolled out from underneath the car, and so this is the type of girl that did not, you know, want to deal with the stomach issue or anything. And so dad was going to pick me up and carry me to the house, you know. And I'm like, no, I can walk. I'm good. I can walk. And I'm thinking, I was 7 years old. How did I do that? My knee was swelled larger than my head and was completely purple and blue. And, of course, my mom called the ambulance ASAP, and they came. And I just told my dad I did not want to go in the ambulance. You know, would they just take me to the hospital? I never even shed a tear. Now, it made inflammation all the way around my knee so that, you know, a lot of times that inflammation, that water fluid, will help protect the area that is damaged. So, of course, I had tons of that on my left knee, and I was fine. I was actually concerned because no one was checking on the little girl that had knocked the car out of gear. And she was actually in my bedroom crying, and nobody thought to check on her. And I went in there, and at 7, told her, 7 years old, told her it was an accident and that everything would be okay. So I don't know. Do I have a high pain tolerance? I am not sure. But I just always kept things like that to myself. And I never cried until I got to the hospital and they told me I had to stay overnight. And that was like the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I did not want to stay in the hospital overnight, but I had to. And they let the fluid drain off of me and make sure that I had no broken bones. I did not break a bone, and I have a nice, pretty burn scar, kind of like on my knee today. And always kept that with me. And had trouble during cheerleading, so I had that kind of pain that I had to deal with. But this same little girl at 10 and 12 years later is dealing with this crazy sharp pains in my belly. And of course, I'm not going to tell anybody because, it'll go away. And it always did go away. And then when I became a teenager, I guess I probably never told my parents about that, about my belly hurting like that. I just would run and get over it or sit down a little bit and watch TV or, and sometimes it lasted quite a while, but, I just bear to the pain and get over it. And but then when I become a teenager, I never told anybody about that, and or not too much, and never really took anything at that time. For heaven's sakes, Pepto-Bismol would have even helped. We didn't have herb shops like we do today that were actually, you could take supplements to help this issue. But at least a little something could have given me some relief, but I kept it to myself. And then as a teenager, as I grew, this problem, I didn't realize it was the same problem, but it grew into, when I started having a cycle, then about a year into that cycle, then I would have severe, severe cramps that there was no way I could hide those or, not say anything to my mom. And I was already deep into cheerleading at this time. I already had a job at this time. At 13, I started working. And so, it was a little bit so much that I could not hide that, especially on my first day. And I had no idea that this thing was linked together, that these severe cramps could be something that I could have helped when I was, this little bitty 10-year-old. And come to find out, of course, on mine and Dr. LeBron's first date, he asked me, just casually, like you would ask any person you were out on a first date with, is, how many times do you poop a day? How many bowel eliminations do you have a day? What? What is he asking me this for? Of course, I did say that we were best friends to start with before we got on this first date, okay? So we did know each other. We were friends, best friends. But I thought, why does he want to know this? And that's what he was asking for, is because these severe cramps that I was having, it was still digestive related. And so he put me on a product very, very similar to our Cull & Go Daily today, because remember, we're at Vista Life now, and Dr. LeBron has developed Cull & Go Daily, but this was when I was like 16 years old. So this was many years ago that I was introduced to this colon product. So Dr. LeBron has formulated our Vista Life Cull & Go Daily from that product I took. And oh my goodness, I took it and I'm like, oh, I understand what you're talking about with these dietary supplements now. I mean, this is fantastic. Within just a little bit of time, I mean, I had dealt with these cramps since, at least four years now, I guess. And it was all linked to my stomach issues. I had no idea. If I would have spoken a little bit to my parents about how often I was having these stomach pains when I was 10 or 12, and I wasn't going to the bathroom properly, I was not having the proper eliminations every day like I should have had, that LeBron knew at the time. And so I started on this colon product, just one at night and one in the morning. I had to separate mine, and I had to take two a day. And a matter of fact, sometimes I had to take more than that. And just to get me cleansed out, to make sure I went at least one time a day, I had to take several on many days. And I got regulated. Then I started taking Gestes and enzymes like Gestes. These are all products today, but enzymes like Gestes. So digestive situations really hit home with me, because I have been through these issues. And if I could help these teenage girls or even these women that are still suffering from cramps and little, I didn't think there was any way that's not connected. I mean, as a teenager, I would look at that and think, what? What? No, this is female stuff. This isn't stomach and, you know, colon stuff. Yes, it was. And it worked for me. And I told him I felt obligated, so I had to marry him. He took away my cramps. So, but that was my first start with supplements. And, you know, there's so many digestive products, Gestes to help with, like, the indigestion, the heartburn, that piercing, sharp knife pain like I was having as a kid. I could have, even as a 10 and 12 year old, Gestes would have been so easy to have taken. And I don't know, would I have even had those female issues? I would think that I would not have had I started then. So don't you know that, honey, my girls, of course we had Gestes when our girls were younger. It was right at the beginning of Vista Life, so even as a newborn, I would open up that capsule and wet the tip of my pinky finger and dip my finger in that Gestes if they had an upset stomach, or, you know, they, you know how babies would just cry and you think, what is wrong? You know, nothing's wrong. And everybody says, well, they got their belly's upset or something like that. Or then I would give them Gestes. And so those little girls have had Gestes from before they were 1 year old. Our girls have been taking Gestes. I don't want them to have the problems like I had, and like so many other people have had. And I would just open up that capsule, and then when they got to where they could, you know, take more, they could take a whole capsule, then my little sweet Hannah, y'all, some of you guys that have been on the calls for a while, years, already know this, but our wonderful Hannah, who is 14 today, and our Alyssa is 12. But Hannah, I would open the capsule up and sprinkle it in their mouths like a little mama bird would do, and just break it open the capsule and tell them to lean their head back, and they would let me sprinkle that Gestes right in their mouth, and they would have their VistaVibe right there to drink it down with, or water, or whatever they chose to, because they were taking VistaVibe at there, or they still do. But they would swig it down with that. Gestes taste, like not too much of anything, maybe a little bit of a milk sugar or something like that. It's pleasant. I mean, it's not a piece of cake or anything, but it's very pleasant. And then Hannah would ask for the capsule, and she would put the capsule back together and chew the capsule up. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't you just chew the capsule with the powder in it? Well, she didn't want that texture. She wanted that crunchy texture of that capsule. She's so funny. Of course, that capsule is just a veggie capsule, so it's made from vegetable sources. So it's not plastic, okay? We're not swallowing plastic. But so she loved doing that. Now, Alyssa, she didn't mind taking the Gestes, but she didn't want that capsule. And Alyssa was my little finickier one than that. But then later on, we came out with, of course, the Cull&Go 7-Day Cleanse, which, oh my goodness, I thoroughly love. And I suggest that you take one bottle every single quarter of the Cull&Go 7-Day Cleanse. Especially, it's springtime. It's that time of year. Take it now. And it really works wonders. It'll help clean out and scrub the colon area. So even if you are eliminating properly, we still need to scrub the lining of our colon. You don't want it to build up in the large intestine. So it's a great scrubber. And it's just It's fantastic. And it's not just a colon cleanse either. Oh, I know we named it Colon Go 7-Day Cleanse, but it's actually a total body cleanse. It will help cleanse out the tissue. So it works very good. And, of course, then we introduced probiotics a little bit after that. Probiotics came, like, to the forefront. And probiotics, I guess the best way to describe what a probiotic does, have you ever seen the Riddex commercial? And just imagine this, the Riddex commercial, and they have these little the toilet, the commode that backs up or whatever, and then they show you flushing Riddex down, and it goes to your septic tank, and inside that septic tank, it looks like, ooh, I hate to say this because I'm talking about the body, but they look like little worms squiggling around in the septic tank, just squiggle, 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 and they're eating everything in the septic tank. Well, that's kind of, for, you know, just layman terms, how probiotics work in our body. They give our body the healthy bacteria that is needed in our intestines. We are supposed to have healthy bacteria in our bodies, and that's what probiotic, in the sense, does, is just like the Riddex going in there and helping break down that in that septic tank, and to help your clogs in your commode in your house, then the probiotic will help do the same thing in our body house, okay? And it helps provide that good, friendly flora so that the body can break down those, that fecal matter and get it out of the body and utilize what is needed. And so probiotic is fantastic. And, you know, if you're eating a lot of bread, which I have to say, you know, when I was younger, especially, I had to get out of it, and every once in a while I'll get back to my bread eating habit. But I love bread. And when I was younger, in my 20s, I would assume to eat bread over sugar. I mean, I would rather have one of those wonderful yeast rolls at what steakhouse is that serves those wonderful yeast rolls? I'm not sure, but Outback or something like that. One of them serves the pumpernickel bread, and the other one serves the rolls. Oh, Charlie serves wonderful yeast rolls. I would assume to take that right over any kind of dessert. And what I did is I took cat's claw. In my studying to be a naturopathic doctor, I found out that cat's claw is called eukeratomatosis, is the natural name, is the biological name of that flower, that herb, but we just call it cat's claw. And what it's used for, it's called the opener of the way. It will help open up the intestines so that they can flow properly. Well, in my studies, I also found this little side note and this testimony of word-of-mouth testimonies that's been handed down all these years that cat's claw will help curb bread cravings. And I thought, you know, me being young and I'm just learning this, well, I want to try that for myself. I want to try it because, you know, I just want to. Sometimes I can look at things and think, I don't know. What do you, you know? So I just wanted to try that. And sure enough, it curbed my bread appetite. I could not believe it. To the point that now I was consistent. Now when I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So I'm not going to take cat's claw two a day today, and then I forget to take it tomorrow, and then I take, I remembered one of them, the next day, or, I forgot again this. No, I'm consistent. We have a big, like sewing box or fishing tackle box that we keep all our supplements in. We open up the bottles and pour them in, and we're very consistent with our products. That is very key for supplements to work, is staying consistent, okay? Well, and that's not just for supplements. That's for everything in life, isn't it? We need that consistency. If you want to reach your goals, be consistent. Start your day with intention. I actually have that plaque inside my closet so that I see it every day. It says, start your day with intention. You have to be intentional. You have to take your supplements every day. And so I did that with cat's claw, and I can't believe it because I grew up eating bread every single day. Hey, maybe that's one of the reasons, even with our fruit trees there and fruit supposed to help your bowels move properly, I probably was eating so much bread that it couldn't. Maybe that, I just saw that. maybe that's what it was. But because we ate good, what we would say good, but it was a lot of bread. My dad loves bread at every meal and still does pretty much. But cat's claw really helped with that. And if you're having a struggle with that, maybe you should try cat's claw and yeast cleanse. Because now this life has a yeast cleanse that will help cleanse out that yeast as well. And so those two in combination, they're fantastic. So if you're a bread eater, then yeast cleanse is definitely the one for you. And maybe you even want to do cat's claw to curb that appetite for that bread. And of course, last but not least is Yummy Tummy. Y'all, Yummy Tummy is so amazing. It's an essential oil blend. And it's so phenomenal that, now you always want to test your essential oils first, okay? So you put it on the sensitive part of your wrist just to make sure. And you always use the carrier oil with it, okay? Because some essential oils, they're very potent. You don't think about that because you're just, oh, it's just something you're rubbing on your skin. But they are very potent. So always use your carrier oil. With that, and Vistalife has a great one. But you can put Yummy Tummy on, you know, the smallest of babies and rub it on their belly. And you always want to rub the belly in the way that the digestive system runs. So you go up the right-hand side, across to the left-hand side, down the left-hand side. Okay, you rub the belly in that motion, whether you're an adult or an infant or whatever. That's the way that your colon runs, and that's the way you want to rub that belly. And you can rub that Yummy Tummy on there, on the belly itself, on the stomach area. And, of course, you can ingest Yummy Tummy. It's very good. It kind of tastes like a licorice type taste to me, and it's very yummy. It's pleasant to taste, and it works wonders for the digestive tract. So if I can help anybody with digestive issues, oh my goodness, these products are phenomenal. And if I could help those young teenagers just hear my story and know what I did and not have to deal with the issues that I went through when I was a kid and just kept them to myself, you know, and until it got to a point that the cramps were so bad, I had to do something about it. And I'm glad that I'm glad I found LeBron before I had to go to a medical doctor about it, because I don't know what I might have been on had it been for that, because I do believe they would have treated me hormonally and maybe with some birth control or something like that. And that's just something I did not want to do, and so I'm so glad that dietary supplements helped me. And just pass on that story, help those young girls to be able to overcome that and have a great teenage years. But I love you guys, I appreciate you, and I hope to see you at Rally in a couple of weeks. Susie, I'll turn it over to you.
Dr. Karina, thank you so much. Very informative call, you guys. And get registered for Rally. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee you, or your money back. So anyway, I hope you all have a fantastic the rest of the week. And until next time, God bless. Good night, everybody.